When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so dig in. This is kind of a long one. It says, Ben and Kelly, I've got an interesting situation I need your help with.
All right.
I'm a supervisor at an office setting. I've been having a tough time at work.
Okay.
I have a new girl working for me, and she's a handful. This girl is fresh out of college, very unprofessional. The biggest issue is that she always comes to work dressed inappropriately.
Okay.
I think I've seen this girl's belly every day she's been with us.
Mm.
Normally, would care less, but I'm responsible for all of the new hires. I'm the newest department head, and it's my responsibility to take care of things before they blow up and become a file down at Human Resources.
Gotcha.
Upper management made it clear they want the department heads to keep things under control. Our company dress code is very clear. It states, clothing that reveals too much cleavage, your back, your chest, your feet, your stomach, or your underwear is not appropriate for a place of business.
All right, so probably not working at the show and tell.
Exactly. This is not okay.
Okay.
I took her aside and mentioned that the clothes she wears are too small for a business setting, and she giggled.
Mm-hmm.
I made it clear I wasn't joking, told her to refrain from wearing blouses that show her belly. The next day, she showed up in a low-cut dress with her chest on full display. A couple of the older women made comments to me, so I called her to my office, went over the dress code with her, and instead of apologizing, she got irritated with me. She was acting like I'm a pervert for checking her out, and now I'm worried this girl's going to accuse me of sexual harassment or something.
Oh.
So my plan is to have a female employee take photos of this girl's inappropriate work outfits. That way I'll have some evidence. But before I do this, is that a good idea? And does anybody have advice out there for me? Thanks. This is tough because, I mean, it's his job as department head. So I don't know if he's got a female peer that could step in and talk to her. I get his fears.
Yeah. I do, too. And neither Kelly or I are in HR. So
no, I want no part of being management. Nope.
So,
nope.
We don't necessarily have a, hey, coming from HR. And he's trying to make sure it doesn't get to HR. And now he's worried that he could be an HR issue.
Right. He's worried that she's going to flip the script and be like, no, he was being inappropriate to me and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, outside of just getting HR involved, and I know that your upper management was like, hey, let's make sure all of this doesn't get to HR. Maybe that's where you have to do, though. I don't know.
Like, he's made several attempts now to squash it, and now she is obviously not complying.
Yeah, and now she hasn't done what he's worried she's going to do yet. Like, she hasn't accused him of any sort of harassment or anything like that.
No, but she's afraid that she's gonna.
Yeah. All right. So 502-571-9970. That's why we call this group therapy, because Kelly and I really aren't to be trusted with this sort of thing.
Oh, no, this is above our pay grade.
And for especially sure. Maybe if you are in HR, or maybe you are a manager who's had to deal with this sort of situation.
Yeah, that's who we need to hear from for sure. People have had some experience with this. Allison on Facebook, by the way, says, don't take the photos. Ask an HR rep, preferably a female, to get involved and accompany you with the conversation with the employee. So, like, have someone in on the conversation with you the next time you address it.
I think you should probably not involve a female employee and just sneakily take the photos yourself.
What is the matter with you? That gives her evidence then. Calling him a pervert. No, you can't do that.
I know. Like I said, we're really bad at this. So anyways, 502-571-9970. We'll hear what you have to say. Yes. Coming up next. One of those situations with group therapy where, you know, look, he's in charge of handling things before they become an HR issue.
Yeah, he's the manager, and he's got an issue with an employee that he's been trying to handle, but the employee is not letting it be handled when it comes to her inappropriate dress. And now he's afraid that she's going to flip the script and, like, accuse him of being harassing.
Right. So I guess he's all like, hey, do I have a female employee take photos of this girl's inappropriate work outfits? That way I'll have some evidence before I do this. Is it a good idea? So he's coming to us before this all happens.
Yeah, no, Mariana said, I wouldn't have pictures taken. That could make the situation worse. I would make a trip to HR and explain the situation. Then maybe they can assist you with addressing the issue further, because he's already had a couple of conversations with her. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's not getting the picture.
Right.
So I think, yeah, at this point, he needs to lay the groundwork that there is an issue he's trying to work on, but he's a little, you know, it's a sensitive, touchy subject.
All right. So Tanya, you say this is an easy one.
This is easy. I used to work in management. He's already got documentation, as he's had a few of the women already come in and complain about what she's wearing. So what he needs to do is he needs to write her up, and he needs to put the names of the people who have come into his office and stated that they are uncomfortable with what she's wearing, or have pointed out what she is wearing is inappropriate. So therefore, if she tries to turn anything on him, he's got written documentation. Plus, he has the names of the other employees that have come into his office. And so if she tries to turn anything with higher management, they can go to those people, pull them aside, and say, hey,
right,
so-and-so has stated that you've come into their office complaining about this particular employee and what they've worn. Because those people will sing like canaries.
Oh, wow. Yeah, 100%. You know, I think that's really good. The key is, he's mentioned he's spoken with her, but I'm going to go ahead and assume that he has done his due diligence and made record of those conversations.
Yeah, and if not, maybe he should start doing it immediately, right, Tanya?
Yeah. Yes, he needs to start writing up documentation of the different interactions he's had with the inappropriate attire that she's been wearing in the office. And he also needs to document, because you stated that other women, mm-hmm, the older women, have come in to him right there. He doesn't need to worry that this is going to turn, being that he is trying to handle this in a very professional HR diplomatic way. And he's following the rules of what
the company
states.
Yeah,
exactly.
I appreciate it, Tanya. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Hey, Shay. So what's your thought?
So I agree with Tanya. You definitely want to document anything. I'm a nurse, so if it's not documented, it didn't happen. Documentation is very important. And like Tanya said, you know, mm-hmm, you have other people agreeing that this is not okay. But my thing is, he needs to have somebody with him when he has these conversations. So he has, you know, another person that can back him up and say, this is what happened. We had a conversation. Nothing inappropriate happened. You always have to have somebody with you.
Mm. All right. Shay, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. See ya.
Bye.
Andrew, the love doctor.
You got it, brother.
All right, so your thoughts.
Hey, well, a couple things. He's probably already documented the first two conversations with her. I'm hoping that he has. If he hasn't, he needs to do so. But, Ben, you were spot on. What he needs to do now is he needs to go ahead and take it up to HR, because the fear is real, mm-hmm, what he's saying, because what she could do is turn around and say the women in the workplace are jealous of her, yada, yada, yada. It is what it is. But document both conversations, send it up to HR and say, look, I've tried this. My fear is she's going to turn it around and you know, try to tell me that I'm sexually harassing her. So I want to make sure that I get all my ducks in a row before something like that happens. That way they're fully aware at HR above if she tries to do something like that. It's pretty easy. Then HR needs to step in and help him handle it.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Or not Mike. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Kimberly is agreeing with Shay. In past office settings, I've worked in with a set dress code. When a dress code violation was addressed, they include an HR rep and manager, and at least one must be of the same gender as the employee.
Yeah. I do know
just
that.
Just to kind of cover your... Yeah, Wanda says the same thing. Involve HR. Make her sign write-ups every time you have to address her about it. HR is there to help you with your issues.
All right. Well, hopefully you got a lot of suggestions as to how to handle this moving forward.
Yeah, document, document, document. And at this point, yeah, it's time to get HR involved and have them sit in on the next conversation.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, keep us posted. And thank you. That is group therapy.